Are you ready? Are you guys excited? I know everyone out there in my audience has been anticipating today. I know you guys have been waiting for months for July 16th, 2021. It's like Christmas in July today. Today's a great day. Today is one of those monumental days where you will remember everything vividly. It's one of those moments like the day Michael Jordan announced his retirement from the NBA to go play baseball, or the O.J. Simpson verdict coming in, 9/11, Columbine. Today is one of those types of days where you will remember this for the rest of your life. Of course, I'm being facetious here. By this time next week, none of us will remember a damn thing about today, and for good reason. Space Jam 2. The highly anticipated acting debut of LeBron James. It was released this morning. And it went over like a wet fart during sex. I'm not surprised that people think this movie sucks. I haven't seen the film. I will never see Space Jam 2. For one, I'm not a big movie guy. My time is very, very limited. And I'm not going to waste 2 hours watching a cartoon movie. Which brings me to number two. I'm an adult. I don't watch cartoons. And three, if I am going to spend time watching a movie, it is not going to be a movie that features LeBron James in the lead role. LeBron James has tried to emulate Michael Jordan his entire career. What has LeBron's jersey number been most of his career? 23, which is downright blasphemous. That number should be retired by the NBA. No one should ever be allowed to wear the number 23. Besides the great one, Black Jesus. But you know, I'm obviously biased. I grew up in the 90s watching Michael Jordan. It wasn't enough for LeBron to emulate the career of Michael Jordan on the court. He also had to go and try to emulate Jordan's career on the big screen. Not surprisingly, LeBron James is not Michael Jordan. He's failed in both aspects. The original Space Jam grossed $250 million at the box office on a budget of $50 million. I'm sorry, on a budget of $80 million. Space Jam 2 thus far? Now, to be fair, Space Jam 2 just came out today. Now, that being said, though, so far, Space Jam 2 has only grossed around $200,000 at the box office. It's not even projected to be the number one movie this weekend in theaters. Projections are showing Space Jam 2 is going to be beaten by Black Widow, whatever the hell that is. Now, none of this should be surprising. You already knew half the population wasn't going to go out and see this movie. LeBron James has pissed them off with his woke politics. How many times have we talked about politics being detrimental to businesses? LeBron James is learning this lesson the hard way right now, if he hadn't already learned it by the declining NBA ratings. I guess Michael Jordan was right. Republicans buy sneakers too. Or in this case, Republicans went out and bought tickets to see the original Space Jam. But when LeBron James stars in the sequel, the non-woke could care less. I'll tell you what did surprise me though. I really was surprised by the media coverage of Space Jam 2. LeBron James has been overprotected by the woke media. We all know that. The media, they bow their knee to LeBron James, kind of like Colin Kaepernick bows his knee to the national anthem. LeBron is worshipped by the media. I expected the press coverage to be overwhelmingly positive. To be honest, I expected the media to cover Space Jam 2 like they've been covering ratings for the NBA Finals. In other words, I expected the woke media to lie to us, tell us how great this movie is. LeBron James shows he's not just an elite basketball player, he's a great actor too. LeBron James leaps off the screen in acting debut. If you Google Space Jam 2, that is not the headlines you're going to see. To my surprise, the media has been overwhelmingly negative in their reviews of Space Jam 2. Headline from the New York Post, which is not a woke rag, by the way. The Post is pretty honest. Headline of the New York Post. LeBron James' film is an abomination. Headline from the ultra-woke Slate magazine. Space Jam 2 is nothing but corporate synergy. NPR. Space Jam 2 is the ultimate vanity project. Vox. Space Jam 2, an apocalyptic horror movie. IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, the users over there give this movie 3.6 out of 10. The rating on Rotten Tomatoes, 35%. Metacritic, 40%. Even the uber woke LA Times, which has been relentless in their protection of LeBron James, even the LA Times trashes this movie. One of my friends texted me earlier today, asking me if I had a subscription to HBO Max. I was like, why? And he said that he wanted my username and password so his two young boys could watch Space Jam 2 this afternoon. I wrote him back, told him not to waste his time. Don't subject your kids to this garbage. The movie's terrible. My question is, where are all of LeBron James' woke brother and sisters? Why are they not flocking to the theaters to watch this movie? Another scenario where the woke are turning on the woke. I don't know what it is about the NBA, and I've never really understood this. I've never understood why players in the NBA think that they can be entertainers outside of basketball. Michael Jordan was successful with Space Jam, but he's Michael Jordan. Shaquille O'Neal, he wanted to be a rapper. He was actually mildly successful, but my God, was he terrible. Kobe Bryant tried his hand in rap. Dame Lillard wants to be a rapper. Kevin Durant wants to be a television producer. One of the main reasons Dwight Howard wanted out of Orlando was so he could become an actor. I don't understand why they don't just focus on what they do best. Play basketball. You guys are the best basketball players in the world. You're entertaining on the court. I don't see Vin Diesel trying to become an NBA player. I don't see Tom Brady trying to be a country singer. I just never understood that about the NBA. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them trying their hands at something new. I just never understood it. It rarely works. The obsession to be anything other than a great basketball player. You've got Kyrie Irving running around trying to save the world, the flat world. He wants to be a political activist. Half the league wants to be the next great political activist. The hell's going on here? I mean, I just don't understand it. Now we have LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Dame Lillard trying to be actors. These outside forays that NBA players try their hands at, it rarely works. The guys over at OutKick, they made a list of things that LeBron James has tried to accomplish mostly outside of the NBA and ultimately failed at doing. I thought the list was pretty funny, so I wanted to share it with you guys. Here is the resume OutKick came up with for LeBron James. Making television shows, using Twitter, talking about history, epic fail. LeBron James has proven numerous times that he doesn't know dick about history. Reacting to political issues. Another epic fail, too many examples to give. Discussing police. That one should be self-explanatory. Another epic fail for LeBron. Reading books. I don't know. Maybe LeBron James is an avid reader. But judging by what comes out of his mouth and his Twitter fingers, I doubt LeBron James spends very much time reading anything, much less a book. Understanding actual crimes. Getting along with teammates and coaches. I don't know about that one. I might disagree with OutKick on that one. Hiding his hypocrisy. Another one that should be self-explanatory. Last but not least, starring in films. I think we can all agree, another epic failure for LeBron James. LeBron James is a phenomenal basketball player. And by all accounts, great husband and father. What he is not is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was invincible. The NBA, they never had to worry about television ratings with Michael Jordan. Warner Brothers didn't have to worry about Space Jam making money, making the budget back. With LeBron James, he has tanked the NBA's ratings. And Warner Brothers just spent $150 million producing a movie starring LeBron James that they are never going to recoup. That money is gone. All right, what do you guys think of the media dumping all over Space Jam 2? Will you be watching Space Jam 2 this weekend? Are you going to check it out? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email, btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I will see you guys tomorrow.